have simple words of prayers.
我们亲爱的主，感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你常常召聚我们到你的跟前。
For you often gather us before your feet.
主啊，你就是要和你的儿女们彼此有交通。
You would like to have fellowship with your children.
你要我们更多认识你的自己。
And you would like us to know more of yourself.
主，今天下午我们向你说，主，我在这里。
Lord, this afternoon we say that, Lord, we are here.
愿你开我们的眼睛。
Pray that you open our eyes.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
让我们能够看见你自己。
So we can see yourself.
也能够听见你自己。
And also hear yourself.
让我们在地上的生活。
So our life on earth.
我们的侍奉。
Our services.
因着看见而听见，并且听见。
Because of seeing, and therefore we hear.
就是你自己。
That is yourself.
主啊，我们能够显明你那复活的生命在我们中间。
And we can manifest your resurrected life among us.
我们把满心的感谢赞美都献给你。
We offer up all of the thanksgiving.
祝福你自己的话语。
Bless your own words.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请我们先来读几处的经文。
Let's first read a few places of scriptures.
首先，请我们看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们读第二节和第三节。
Let's read verse 2 and 3.
以赛亚书第一章第二节第三节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2 and 3.
天哪，要听，地啊，侧耳而听，因为耶和华说，我养育儿女，将他们养大，他们竟背逆我。牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列却不认识我的，却不认识。我的名却不留意。
Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth. For the Lord has spoken, I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know, my people does not consider.
我们再请翻到以赛亚书第六章。
And please turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们读第一节到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 through 4.
好不好，请我们同声的来读。
Please read together.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿，其上有撒拉佛四立，各有六个翅膀，用两个翅膀遮脸，两个翅膀遮脚，两个翅膀飞翔。彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。因呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿充满了烟云。”好，我们就读这四节。
So we just read those four verses.
我们再看以赛亚书第九章。
Then,
第六节。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
我们一起来。
Let's read together.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。我们再读诗篇。
And let's read Psalm
89篇
89
第十四节
Verse 14
我们找着了，还是请大家一起来念诗篇八十九篇十四节
Psalm 89 Verse 14 Let's read it together
公义和公平是你宝座的根基，慈爱和诚实行在你前面。我们在读八十五篇第十一节。
And Psalm 85 verse 11.
第十节和这样子，第九节到十一节。
Let's read from verse 9 through 11.
他的救恩诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲，诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。好，我们读经暂时读这么多。
So let's read the scripture here for now.
我们这一次交通的主题是从以赛亚书来看君王与国度。
The topic of our sharing this time is look at from the book of Isaiah to look at king and kingdom.
昨天晚上我和弟兄姊妹开始有一点点的简介以赛亚书。
Last night, I start a brief introduction about Book of Isaiah.
我们昨天讲到以赛亚的看见。
Last night, we talk about the seeing of Isaiah.
我们今天要实际的进入他看见的异象的内容。
Today, we enter into the content of the vision he has seen.
我们讲到以赛亚书第六章他所见到的异象。
And we talk about the vision that he saw in chapter 6 of Isaiah.
是以赛亚他一生侍奉的一个转捩点。
And that's the turning point of Isaiah's ministry.
在那之前，他也从神那里领受话语，也传递给他的百姓。
Before that, he also received God's words and also passed down to God's people.
那是在以赛亚书第一章到第五章里面，我们看见的记载。
And that's the recording from chapter 1 through 5 in Isaiah.
那里面因着是传递神的话语，把神的心意发表得非常的清楚。
In those chapters, because it's passing of God's words, therefore it expressed very clearly of God's will.
也把神儿女们当时真实的属灵光景告诉我们。
And also tell us the true spiritual condition of God's children.
在第一章第二节第三节里面。
In chapter 1, verse 2 and 3.
神借着先知以赛亚向他的儿女们发出一个呼喊，也可以说是一个感叹。
God through prophet Isaiah cried out to his children, and it's also like a sign.
神说我的儿女们不认识我了。
God says, my children do not know me anymore.
他们在外面有非常好的侍奉。
Outwardly, they do have great service.
有献祭，有各样的生活上面敬拜的活动。
They have offerings and all those activities of worship.
但是那些都变成了一个仪文，变成了一个形式。
But that all become just a doctrine or just a tradition.
变成了一个客观的一些的知识而已。
And become only the objective knowledge.
所以他们外面的表现不过是人的行为而已。
So their outward expression is just the deeds of man.
他们和神之间的认识是一个客观的。
And they only know God objectively.
是一个外在的。
It's only outward.
用今天的话来讲，不过是一个宗教的行为。
It's only a religious act.
所以神在那里感叹说，牛会认识他的主人，驴也认识他主人喂他的那个槽。
So God sighed and saying that the ox knows his owner and the ass knows his master's crib.
但是呢，我的百姓却不认识我了。
But my people does not know me.
那么神真正要他百姓对他的认识呢，是一个里面的认识。
The knowing that God would like his people to know him is from inner.
这里面的认识我们讲是从神的生命里面在我们身上活出来。
This inner knowing is that we can live out God's life through us.
就是从生命中认识我们的神。
That is to know God in life.
我们跟神之间呢，跟主之间有一个亲密生命交通的关系。
We have this very intimate and relationship to fellowship with God.
所以主向我们说的话语，不仅是客观的让我们悟性、领会、知道了。
So God's words to us is not just objectively we understand and know.
不仅让我们在外面呢变成一个规条去守住了。
Not only we keep it as a law.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们，并且让我们在自己的生活实际的经历里面，我们可以经历它。
But we can actually experience him in our lives.
这个认识呢，我们称作里面的认识，或者内在生命的一个认识。
This knowing we call this inner knowledge, that is the knowing in life.
那么以赛亚在他头一段的侍奉里面，他已经看见这件事实。
And Isaiah has seen this fact during his earlier days of ministry.
他也看见了神，他救赎人类整个计划结束的那个美好光景。
And also he had seen this consummation of God's will for saving people.
那么要达到那个美好的光景，神在他百姓的中间要做管教，要做炼净，要做审判的工作。
And to reach such beautiful condition, God among his children have to do this refine and also discipline and also 炼净管教跟 purify, the work of purification.
我们看见了以赛亚讲的都是神的话语。
And we see that the words Isaiah spoke were all God's words.
但是在他自己的生命里面呢，可能他因为年轻，也可能呢，他在很多点上面还不认识自己。
But maybe because he was young and he did not know much about himself.
所以他讲起话来呢，非常的严厉，非常的凶。
So he was very severe and serious when he talked.
但是经过第六章以后，他那个经历以后呢，他整个人改变。
But he totally changed after the experience in chapter 6.
所以我们说呢，那是他一生侍奉的一个转捩点。
Therefore, we say that's the turning point of his ministry.
在以往，他也热心的侍奉，也与神有交通，但是他所关注的是眼前的暂时的那个现象。
Back then, he also had fellowship with God. He also zealously served, but all he focused was just the circumstances at that point.
但是呢，当他经过了这个异象的经历以后，他开始进入那有永远价值的侍奉。
But after this experience of this vision, he entered into the ministry that has eternal value.
以往呢，他所盼望的。就像他的堂兄乌西亚王在位的时候一样。
Back then, what he hoped for was just like when his cousin Uzziah was on the throne.
盼望呢，在肉身中看见犹大国和以色列国的复兴。
He was hoping to see the revival of kingdom of Judah and Israel.
但是神却告诉他说，被掳的事情是注定的。
But God told him that it was already determined for captivity.
不仅北国要亡国，就是你所在的。南国也要亡国。
Not only the northern kingdom will be destroyed, so will the southern kingdom be.
要是你我，神叫我们，告诉我们，我们侍奉结果是这样，你我可能都灰心了。
Maybe we get so discouraged if God tells us this is the result of our ministry.
好，那我们还不如早早回到世界里面去，爱世界好了。
Then it might be even better for us just to love the world.
但是呢？以赛亚因着这个异象，他看见了真实的光景。
But Isaiah, because of this vision, he saw the reality.
所以他对神呢，那个肉身中祝福的盼望，转成了属灵的事情。
So from hoping for this fleshly blessing from God, he turned to spiritual things.
我们看见他真正的工作变成一个有永远价值属灵的工作。
So his true ministry become this with value, with eternity.
第二个哈，我们看见神在他自己，就是他的仆人身上那生命的改变。
And secondly, we see that God has changed his servant's life.
以往呢，他把他的这个整个的盼望呢，放在一人的身上。
In the past, he put his entire hope on man.
现在他把他盼望呢放在神的身上。
Now he put his hope on God.
放在神传递要来的那一位君王的身上。
He put his hope on the king whom God said that was coming.
以往他要的是一个属地的国度。
In the past, he only want an earthly kingdom.
那么现在他在以赛亚书里面传递的。那个国度是一个属天的国度，天在人间掌权的。
Now what he talks about in Book of Isaiah is that a heavenly kingdom, which is that a heaven reigns on earth.
不仅他自己有了这些的转变
，Not only himself has such change.
我们也看见这个意象呢，是他一切信息的 的泉源。
And we also see this vision is all the resources of his message.
好，我们看见了所有他在传递的信息都根据于这个意象。
All of the messages are based on this vision.
啊，这个意象呢，成为控制他一生侍奉的那个因素。
This become the factor that govern his ministry.
好，所以今天下午呢，我们要先来看看以赛亚到底看见了什么。
So this afternoon we would like to look at what exactly did Isaiah see.
我们把以赛亚书呢分在第六章呢分作三段哈，我们今天下午来看他看见那个君王和他的宝座。
We separate chapter 6 into three different periods, and this afternoon we will talk about he saw the king and his throne.
这是第一节到第四节。
That's verse 1 through 4.
那么今天晚上那一堂呢，我们要来看呢这个见到异象国度的子民哈，他的经历。
And tonight we will look at the people of the kingdom's experience after they see the vision.
啊，这是第五节到第八节。
That's from verse 5 to 8.
然后明天早晨呢，我们要借着第九节到十三节来看呢，这国度子民他们的指示。
And then tomorrow morning, we will look at the ministry of the people of the kingdom from verse 9 through 13.
我们刚才看了以赛亚书第六章第一节讲到，当乌西亚王崩的那年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他的衣裳下垂，遮满圣殿。
And we read that in chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
好，我们首先呢，看见他那一天进到圣殿，他不是看见一个平面的事情。
We saw that when he entered the temple that day, he did not just see the two-dimensional thing.
好，我们看见天为他敞开了。
We saw the heaven open for him.
他看见主坐在高高的宝座上面。
He saw the Lord sitting upon a throne on high.
他的衣裳下垂，充满了圣殿。
And his train filled the temple.
好，我们昨天晚上已经讲到，属灵的看见呢，是发生在人的灵里面。
Last night we talked about the spiritual seeing happened within one spirit.
我们常常一起来聚会。
We often come to meeting together.
我们听见的是同样一个人在这里讲的话。
And we hear the words of the same person.
但是可能在每一个人的里面，你听见的、你看见的都不一样。
But it might be that each person see and hear differently.
啊，有的人听见了就是人的话。
Some people just hear man's words.
有的人呢，忽然之间这个话语里面呢，他看见了主。
And for some people that they meet the Lord through the words.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个宝贵的。
That is so precious.
也是重要的属灵经历。
That's a very important spiritual experience.
好，我盼望我们呢，不要对于认识主啊，仅仅是多得着一些悟性上的知识。
I hope that we do not just know the Lord by intelligence.
我盼望我们每一次来聚会呢，多少我们都在里面呢，我们能够遇见属灵的看见和听见。
I hope that each time we gather, inside of us, we can meet and also have the spiritual seeing and experience.
昨天晚上我们也讲到哈，这属灵的看见在于我们得救的时候，在那生命里面，我们有一个属灵的眼睛开了。
And last night we talked about the spiritual seeing is the eyes of our life is open as soon as we got saved.
这属灵的眼睛呢，有人讲，简单的讲就是我们对主的信心。
Simply speaking, the spiritual eyes means the faith we have toward the Lord.
我们每一次来到主面前呢，我们要求主给我们有这样的信心。
Each time as we come before the Lord, we need to ask Him to give us such faith.
那一天呢，以赛亚他看见主坐在高高的宝座上。
And that day, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne on high.
我们有过经历的人就知道，不需要你去解释它。
For those who have experience, will know you don't even need to explain.
你知道那是主。
You know that's the Lord.
这位主呢，在以赛亚的心中，他盼望的是像乌西亚王那样的一个君王。现在他看见天上的君王。
At first, Isaiah was hoping to see a Lord who's like the King Uzziah, but actually now he sees the Lord as the King.
好，我们每一个人蒙恩得救啊。
Each one of us, when we are saved.
主在你我身上。到底是谁呢？
So who exactly the Lord is on us?
好，我们称他为主。在你的里面，那个主的意义是什么呢？
We call him Lord, but what exactly is this meaning, Lord?
有的人称他为主啊，就是他来帮我的忙，哈，满足我的需要，照着我的要求，那他就是我的主。
Some people call him the Lord because he would like the Lord to help him or just satisfy him.
那么也有的人呢，对主啊，他承认他自己软弱到一个地步，主是他的救主。
Or some people confess they are so weak to the point, so Lord is their savior.
能够把他从一个他自己出不来的光景中救拔出来。
Can deliver him from the condition he cannot deliver by himself.
但是在这里，以赛亚看见的这位他所接受的神呢，是君王。
But Isaiah here see the God he has accepted is a king.
我们知道到第九章里面呢，以赛亚在得着启示预言。这位君王就是要来的耶稣基督。
And we see in chapter 9 that Isaiah has got revelation to prophecy that this king is the Lord Jesus who is coming.
他说有一婴孩为我们而生。
He said that for unto us a child was born.
有一子赐给我们。
Unto us a son is given.
政权必担在他的肩头上。
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
他的名字有五个名号啊。
And he has five different names.
他称作奇妙。
He's called wonderful.
测试。
Counselor.
全能的神。
The mighty God.
永在的父。
The everlasting Father.
和平的君。
The Prince of Peace.
弟兄姊妹，这每一个名号都是我们的一个经历。
Each of those names is one of our experience.
不仅说出这是主他的里面的特性。
Not only this is the special characteristics of the Lord.
更要给我们看见，这是我们可以跟他相交。我们对他的认识。
And this is the way we can fellowship with him and to know him.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹啊，这位君王在你里面是不是奇妙的君王？
I don't know if you feel this king in you is a wonderful king.
他的奇妙在他赐给我的生命。
Him being wonderful is the life he has given to me.
我要快快的讲，这个生命是奇妙的。
And this life is wonderful.
那么他在我里面是测试，告诉我说他。我与他相交，我得着他做我的智慧。
And he's a counselor in me. When I fellowship with him, I receive him as my wisdom.
他是全能的神，告诉我们说，在他没有难成的事。
He's the mighty God and tells us that in him there's nothing impossible.
他是永在的父，我们天天活在他的慈爱的里面。
The everlasting Father that we live in his good loving kindness every day.
他是和平的君。他带给我，他在平安中，在我的生命里面掌权。
He's the Prince of Peace, and he is in reign of peace within me.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候我们人生呢，遇见一些紧迫的事情的时候
，Brothers sisters, as we face some very critical condition in our lives.
好，我 urgent situation 哈，我们呢，有时候说话就会比较急躁一点。
Sometimes when we face urgent situation, then our words become really rushed.
如果再碰到一点呢，这个不如意的，或者是差错呢，那我们话语出来可能就更厉害。
And then if we face certain things that's not according what we like, then we have even worse, severe words.
但是若是我们认识我们的主，
But if we know our Lord,
我们与他相交，知道他是平安的王。
And we fellowship with him, know that he's the Prince of Peace.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活啊，会有很大的改变。
Then our life will have a great change.
我要承认呢，我每次出门呢，我动作都很慢。
I have to confess that each time when I have to prepare to go out, I'm very slow.
我姊妹呢是个 early bird， 做什么事都早好几拍。
My wife is early bird. She's much quicker than me.
那么每次我们出门呢？到了飞机场，我就发现我这个忘记带，那个忘记了。
And each time when we go out at the airport, I realize I forgot certain things.
有时候他要 check 我，像 check 我儿子一样，你这个带了没有？那个带了没有
？And sometimes she has to check me just like she checks my son that whether I have remembered all these things.
我的经验是，如果我没找到，他就急了。
My experience that if I did not find them, then she got so nervous.
他一急起来，他就说话会修理我。
And whenever she got in a rush, she started to
chastise me.
Chastise me.
所以有的时候我就学到一点功课，我跟他讲，哈， 我们可以迟到，但是不能失去平安，因为主是我们的平安。
So I told her, I learned the lesson. So I tell her that we can be late, but we cannot lose peace because the Lord is our peace.
即便我没东西忘记带了，他还是很和气。
Then,
因为他是和平的君在我们中间。
Then even though I forgot certain things, but she's still very peaceful because he's the Prince of Peace among us.
这一次我来了，我要去搭车，好，结果我自己开车出去到那个轻铁站。我才发现我 driver's license 没带。
So, I was driving and then I was going to take the subway. Then I realized I forgot my driver's license.
我跟我姊妹讲，糟糕，我这个 ID 没有带。
Then I told my wife that, oh no, I forgot my ID.
但我正讲的时候，我跟她讲啊，我们可以迟到，主耶稣的平安不能失去。
I told her that it's okay if we are late, but we cannot lose the peace of the Lord Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们要认识他做君王。
Brothers, sisters, we have to know that he is the king.
这是以赛亚跟我们介绍的。
And that's the introduction by Isaiah.
那么今天我要还要讲几个点，主做君王坐在宝座上，对我个人我领会的意义。
And I also like to share that how my own understanding is for the Lord as king to sit on the throne.
他是我一切事物的源头。
He is the source of all of the things.
一切美善事物的源头。
And all of the good things.
我所有接受的亮光，他是源头。
He is the source of all the light I have received.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命是从他来的。
Brother, sister, our life comes from him.
我们今天走路需要的光是从他来的。
And the light we need to walk is from him.
我们的尊严是在他的里面。
Our esteem is in him.
弟兄姊妹，你一个重生得救的人，你就发现你做人跟以前不一样。
For each one of us reborn saved by grace, you realize that your deeds becomes different.
好，我们看见了，在一个环境里面，一个人他遇见了基督做他的君王，他里面有生命。
We see that if in certain circumstances that he met Jesus as his king, then there's life in him.
他遇见了基督做他的君王，弟兄姊妹，他做人有亮光。
When he met Jesus to be his king, then there's light for his everyday deeds.
遇见了基督，他这个人，即便他的教育程度、社会地位很低，但是这个人有尊严。
When he met Jesus as king, then even if his educational level is low, but he has such he's being respected and is esteemed.
甚至比那些人认为很高尚的人更有尊严。
Actually, he's even more esteemed than those who people think are in higher level.
那么主是君王啊，我们看见他在我们身上，他是我们的权柄。
For Lord being the King, we see that Him on us is our authority.
以赛亚告诉我们说，政权要担在他的肩头上。
So Isaiah tells us that government is upon His shoulder.
今天在地上呢，我们知道有许多的权柄，有许多的政权。
We know that today there are many different kind of power and government on earth.
如果我们一个政权呢，就带来一个标准。
If for each government brings out a standard.
如果我们呢以人做人的标准的话
，If we use man to be the standard，
我们看见人会出问题的。
Then we see that man will bring out troubles.
所以我们在西方的社会里面，他们讲一句话。
So in Western society, they said.
当一个国家呢，那个政府有绝对的权柄的时候
，When a country's government have absolute authority，
或者一个人呢，他得着绝对权柄的时候
，Or when a man receives absolute authority，
他就绝对会腐化
，Then definitely it will become absolutely corrupted。
就是 absolute authority corrupt absolutely， 简单一点讲，这是我们人类的经验。但是一个人得着了基督做他的君王
，But if someone received Jesus as his king，
反过来了
，Then it's the other way。
这个人生命改变
，And this person's life changed。
因为基督做他的标准
，Because Christ is his standard。
你有没有碰过呢
Have you ever met them?
我碰过有从国内出来的弟兄姊妹跟我们做见证。
I have met some brothers and sisters from China to testify for us.
有一个从内蒙古出来的基督徒，他讲他们那里啊，有一个流氓。
For a Christian from Mongolia, say that there was a gangster.
啊，他说这个人没有信主以前，说话就是骂人，骂人就是说话。
Before this person believed the Lord,
这么糟糕的一个人。
All his words are cursing.
但是有一天这个人变了。
And all of a sudden, this person changed.
没有人管教他。
Nobody teach him.
啊，没有人责备他。
And nobody rebuke him.
但这个人完全变了。
But this person changed.
为什么呢？
Why?
神的生命进到他里面。
God's life entering him.
在他里面成为他的君王。
And in him become his king.
这个权柄成为他生活的标准。
This authority become the standard of his life.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要认识我们的主，他是坐在高高的宝座上的那一位。
Brothers and sisters, we have to know our Lord. He's the one who's sitting on the throne on high.
政权担在他的肩头上。
Government is upon his shoulder.
他是我们的标准。
And he is our standard.
他是我们的规范。
规范。
The rule.
He is our rule.
他是我们的管制。
And he is also our
government.
Government.
所以他带来秩序。
So he brings about order.
今天在人间呢，如果没有秩序的话，那个生活是很痛苦的。
So on earth, without order, the life will be a lot of suffering.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有看过？
Have you ever seen that?
有些小孩子啊，叫妈妈跟他道歉。
Some children even asked mom to apologize to them.
为什么呢？因为小孩子要做的事，妈妈不让他做，他就说：“妈妈，我跟你生气了，你要跟我道歉。”
Because what the children would like to do, mom do not allow. Therefore, the children got angry and mad at mom, asked mom to apologize to them.
弟兄姊妹们，这给我们看见了，我人的里面没有秩序。
We see that there is no order in man.
另外一面呢，在权柄里面还有管教和审判。
And also in terms of authority, there is also discipline and judgment.
所以我们读以赛亚书，你看见这一位降生政权，他担在他肩上的这位君王，他成为审判的主。
So when in Book of Isaiah we see that this king was born and also become and who has government upon his shoulder, he become the one who judges.
他不仅先审判，他不仅要审判全世界。
Not only he will judge the entire world.
但是在他审判全世界之前，他要先审判他的儿女。
But before he judged the whole world, he would first judge his children.
所以到了新约时代呢，彼得看见这件事，他说审判是从神的家起手的。
So in New Testament time, Peter saw this, and he said the judgment starts from the house of God.
那么主做我们的君王。
Lord become our king.
他告诉我们说，他成为我们的目的。
And he is becomes our purpose.
所以有人在听见福音，信了耶稣基督以后。
So after someone heard the gospel and believed unto Lord Jesus Christ.
他的人生呢，不再漂泊了。
And his life no longer is flowing around.
弟兄姊妹，很多人呢，今天在地上的生活，他的目的不过是暂时的。
Many people's purpose today on earth is only temporal.
我们去飞机场，如果你装了很好的行李，到了飞机场，到柜台，别人问你你要去哪里，你说我不知道。
If we take our luggage and go to airport, and at the check-in counter they ask where are you going, then we say we don't know.
我们一定觉得这个人，他可能有一点精神上的问题。
We must feel this person might have some mental disorder.
但是今天很多没有神的人活在地上，他的人生死了以后去哪里，他不知道。
But for many of those without God, after he died, he actually do not know where they're going.
但是当你得着主做你的君王的时候，
But when you have the Lord as your king,
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们在地上不过是客旅。
We know that we're only sojourners on earth.
我们的家在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
我们要回到神那里去。
We will return to God.
在教会的侍奉中，我们看见就是刚蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹，他离开世界里面都知道他要去哪里。
And in the services of church, even those who just receive the grace to believe the Lord, that they still know where they're going.
当然了，我们若是在主里面，更多的认识他。
Of course, if we know him even more,
我们就发现了，神是我们的家。
Then we realize that God is our home.
这就是摩西他的经历。
And that's the experience of Moses.
摩西在旷野里面，他写了一篇诗，诗篇九十篇。
When Moses was in wilderness, he wrote Psalm 90.
他讲到呢，神世世代代做我们的家，做我们的居所。
He said that God in all the generations is our house, our home.
我们在讲呢，当我们得着主做我们的君王的时候。
And we say that as we receive the Lord as our King.
今天我们一切的生活和侍奉呢，在他的里面得着意义和价值。
And all of our life and services in him have meaning and value.
我们得着主做我们君王的时候，
When we have the Lord as our King,
我们也从他里面得着一切的预备、供应和祝福。
And in him we receive all the preparation, provision and blessing.
所以以赛亚在第九章里面，他讲到他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
So Isaiah in chapter 9 says that he is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
这我们这样的一位主坐在宝座上面。
This kind of Lord is sitting on the throne.
他在那里管理他的国度。
He's governing his kingdom.
他在那里执行他的权柄。
And he's administering his authority.
弟兄姊妹们，圣经里面告诉我们说呢，这个宝座是以公义和公平做他的根基的。
The Bible tells us that the throne is based on righteousness and judgment.
89:14 Righteousness and justice
Righteousness
is the foundation of your throne. 好，那么在他的管制的底下呢，我们可以经历他的慈爱和他的诚实。
So under his reign, we can experience his loving kindness and truth.
弟兄姊妹，这样一位君王，这实在是何等的宝贵。
How precious is such king like this?
慈爱和诚实呢，在他的宝座上彼此相遇。
For loving kindness and truth kiss on his throne.
弟兄姊妹，今天在人的中间呢，很多时候我们顾到人情，我们就顾不到公理。
Many often times today, when we care about human relationships, then when we cannot keep the justice.
但是当主在宝座上掌权的时候，
But when the Lord is in reign on the throne,
神的慈爱和诚实呢，在那里彼此相遇。
And the loving kindness and truth of the Lord meets each other.
公义和平安呢，彼此相亲。
The peace and The righteousness and peace, they also meet each other.
我们再看见哈，在第六章，当以赛亚看见主坐在宝座上。
And in chapter 6, that when Isaiah saw the Lord sitting on the throne,
他说他的衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
His train filled the temple.
这个衣裳啊，我的领会呢，是他生命彰显的表现。
This garment is the manifestation of his life.
人在外面呢，人看见我们呢，穿的衣服啊，在新约时代，我们讲属灵的意义讲，我们外面生活行为的表现。
In New Testament time, when people see us, how we dress, it is how the expression of our life.
这些的表现呢，是从里面的生命表现出来的。
And those expression is being manifested of our life.
而这个生命呢，现在充满了他的居所。
And this life fills his house.
这好像以弗所书第一章二十三节讲到，教会就是他的身体，是那充满万有者的丰满。
This is just like Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23 says that church is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all.
我们今天呢，看见这是神他的旨意。
Today we see that this is God's will.
他在宇宙万有中，他做君王，并且呢， 他的权柄，他的生命显在他自己的家中。
In the whole universe, he is the king, and his authority and life is expressed in his own house.
以赛亚看见了这幅情景。
Isaiah saw this picture.
他又看见了在宝座前的那个侍奉。
And he also saw the ministry before the throne.
所以他看见了有撒拉佛侍立。
And he saw the seraphims were standing.
啊，这撒拉佛每一个都有六个翅膀。
Each seraphim had six wings.
我们不知道撒拉佛是不是就是基路伯。
We do not know if seraphims are cherubims.
但我们知道这是天上侍奉的一个表号。
But we know that's one of the signs for serving in heaven.
这我们今天在地上的侍奉呢，就是要在宝座前侍立，像撒拉佛一样。
Today our services on earth just should be like the seraphims stood before the throne.
今天我们在地上的侍奉是根据于天上侍奉的样式。
The services we do on earth is like the path, just like the same pattern.
那他们
as it's in heaven.
在神在宝座前侍立，告诉我们说他们是做仆人的。
As they stand before the throne of God, that shows us they are servants.
他们六个翅膀啊，是以赛亚看见了。他说用两个翅膀把脸遮起来。
They have six wings. Isaiah saw that with two wings they cover their face.
两个翅膀遮脚。
And two wings they cover their feet.
把脚都遮住了，那换句话说，他的全身也都被遮住了。
As they cover their feet, also means they cover their entire body.
这到底是什么意思呢
？So what exactly does it mean?
我们知道撒拉佛是天上的使者。
We know seraphims are the minister in heaven.
那么翅膀讲到了属天飞翔的。那个功能
Wings talks about the function of able to fly.
好，我们讲那叫做属天的功用。
That's a spiritual the heavenly function.
他们属天的功用呢，有三分之二啊，是用来隐藏自己的。
So two-thirds of the heavenly function is for them to cover themselves.
好，弟兄姊妹，所以我们今天在地上，若是要活在主的宝座前，我们的侍奉要有属天的性质。
So in order for us to live before the throne, our ministry should have a heavenly characteristics.
我们也要学习啊，在主的面前隐藏自己。
We also need to learn to hide ourselves before the Lord.
另外两个翅膀呢，才用来飞行。
And the other two wings used to fly.
那是用来表现并且服侍那位坐在宝座上的主。
And that is to manifest and also serve the Lord who's on the throne.
弟兄姊妹，这个。当以赛亚看见了以后
，So after Isaiah has seen this，
我们从第七章以后读他的侍奉，他和第一章到第五章侍奉何等不一样
？Then as we start to read from chapter 7， we realize his ministry is so different from chapter 1 through 5。
我们看见以赛亚在说话的时候，他还是责备，但是不再像前面责备那么的严厉。
We see that when Isaiah chastises, he still rebuke, but not as severe as the formal chapters.
在第一章里面，他责备犹大的官长啊，他说：“你们这些是什么呢？是所多玛的官长啊。”
So in chapter one, when he rebuke the officers in Judah, he say that you are the rulers of Sodom.
啊。他说犹大国的百姓，他说你们是俄摩拉的百姓。
And he called the people of Judah the people of Gomorrah.
你看他自己的个性呢，都出来了。
So you can see his own personality.
但是他看见了这天上的撒拉佛他们的侍奉以后。
But after he saw the heavenly seraphim's ministry.
以赛亚好像整个人改变。
He has completely changed.
他变得非常的有恩典。
He become full of grace.
他还是有责备的话。
He still rebukes.
但是他却充满了爱和怜悯，甚至充满了同情。
He is full of love, mercy, and also even compassion.
这个同情，今天有的人讲叫做 empathy， 能够理解别人里面的软弱的感觉。
Some people call this empathy, which is they can understand people's weakness.
他从他的侍奉里面。得着了那属天的性质。
So through this ministry, he has received this heavenly nature.
然后呢，他听见这撒拉佛在那里彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
And he heard the seraphim call unto one another, said, "Holy, holy, holy."
万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
Is the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我不晓得你读这里的时候啊，觉得天上侍奉就这么简单吗？
Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know if you feel the heavenly ministry is this easy.
只要大家呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉，这个就是侍奉了吗？
Is it just enough to serve like this if everyone calls holy, holy, holy?
我早期读以赛亚书读到这一章啊，很多弟兄们讲这个很重要。我读来读去，我说主啊，我真是读不懂。
In my earlier days, as I read this part, many brothers say that this is very important, but I just didn't understand.
到底他们这个呼喊是什么意思呢？
What exactly is the meaning of this crying?
原来他们说出那位坐在宝座上他生命的特性。
It talks about the nature of the life of the one who sits on the throne.
那个生命特性就是圣洁的。
And this nature of the life is holy.
而侍奉呢，就是宣告并且彰显这个生命的特性，那叫做侍奉。
To serve is to proclaim and also manifest the special nature of the life.
主生命的彰显就是他的行政的权柄。
The manifestation of the life of the Lord is the sovereignty, the authority of his government.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个可能需要解释一下。
We might need to explain this.
今天我们在生活和侍奉的里面。
In our life and service today.
我想我们人呢，因为有判断力。
Because we have sense of judgment.
我们都能够看得出什么是对的，什么是错的。
We can tell what's right and wrong.
但是我们要把那个错的归正成为对的方式，那就是生命的彰显。
But the way of correcting the wrong to right, which is the manifestation of life.
我们要把那个软弱的带到刚强起来，那个服侍的方式就是一个生命的彰显。
In order to bring the weak ones to become strengthened, that this kind of service is the manifestation of life.
在我年轻的时候，在这些点上失败非常的多。
When I was younger, that I had much failure in those points.
年轻人呢，可以这样讲哈。都比较这个嫉恶如仇。
Because young people actually really hate evil.
但是对于自己本身呢，我们却看不见。
But cannot see about ourselves.
所以很容易看见别人的不对呢，我们就去直的去服侍别人。
So it's so easy for us to see others weak and wrong, and we directly go to serve that point.
但是主的生命要充满我们呢，我们才能够真正的在他的生命里面来服侍。
But Lord's life have to fill us so we can serve in His life.
所以呢，这撒拉佛他们宣告说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。”
So when Seraphim proclaim, "Holy, holy, holy."
万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。
The Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of His glory.
把神那圣洁的生命借着服事宣告出来。
They proclaim the holy life of God through service.
把神的圣洁的生命呢，供应给有需要的人。
And provide the holy life of God to those who need it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在侍奉中啊，有的时候我们去看望，有的人呢碰见了难处。
As we sometimes serve and we visit brothers and sisters as they face difficulties.
好。我自己是最怕这一方面的服事。
I'm actually very afraid of this kind of ministry.
因为我本来就不是一个很容易流露感情、很容易说安慰人话的。
Because I'm not someone who can easily say comforting words.
所以每次要和年长弟兄姊妹出去看望的时候，我心里都想，最好他们说话，我不要说话。
So each time when we visit with elderly brothers and sisters, I was always hoping they speak, and I better not say anything.
我记得有一次啊，
I remember once.
这是我年轻的时候的一个失败。
That was failure when I was young.
我一个长辈啊，他在社会上工作，做的职位蛮高的。
I have a senior that who works and He had a high position in his career.
后来有一次，他出了一个事情。
But later something happened to him.
所以他很快就退休了。
So very soon he just retired.
他退休了就来美国看我们，跟我父母亲一起 住在我家。
Then he visited us and lived with my parents in my home.
我那时候啊，听我母亲告诉我他的事情。
I heard my mom told me about what happened to him.
我也不知道我的身份。他那天在我家，我们一起吃饭的时候，我就讲他，你不应该那样做。
When we had dinner together, that I told him that you should not have done that.
啊，你坐那么高啊，你对人呢应该谦卑一点。
You were in such high position, you should be more humble to men.
我觉得我是服侍他。
I thought I was serving him.
没想到从那以后啊，我这个长辈跟我之间呢，很久没有办法恢复关系。
And not realize that it took such a long time for the senior to reconcile relationship with me.
我为这件事情在主面前呢认罪悔改。
And then because of this, I confessed my sin and repented before the Lord.
最后是我这个长辈他下来。
And at the end, it was the senior who lowered himself.
后来又再到美国来。
And he came to
我去看他。
He came to U.S. again. I visit him.
啊，他说我请你吃饭。
He said that let me treat you a meal.
啊，那一天呢，在饭桌上面，他就直接跟我讲，他说那一天你说那句话，非常不合适。
And that day at the meal, he told me it was so improper for you to tell me this.
我就跟他讲，我说我为了那句话已经痛苦了15年了。
I told him that I really suffered for 15 years from what I said.
照着道理来讲，我说那句话理由都对的。
All the reasons were right from what I said.
但是照着生命来讲，我没有流露基督。
But according to life, it did not manifest Christ.
我再讲一个例子。
Let me give another
example. 我年轻的服侍有个弟兄告诉我。
When I was young and serving, a brother told me.
他在香港啊，有一次被车撞了。
When he was in Hong Kong, that he got into a car accident and then he broke his leg.
他住在医院里面。
He stayed in hospital.
就很多弟兄姊妹很有爱心来看他。
So many brothers and sisters visit him.
结果有一位教会的负责弟兄来看他。
And one of the responsible brothers came to visit him.
一到他的病房就跟他讲，弟兄啊。这是主管教你，你要认罪。
As soon as he arrived, he saw him. He said that, "Brother, the Lord is disciplining you. Therefore, you should confess your sins."
他说那一天我腿还不痛的，他这么一讲就痛起来了。
He said that that day, at first, my legs were not hurt, but after he said that, it started to hurt.
他说那个弟兄走了以后啊，哎呀，我在主面前心情起伏上下。
He said after the brother left, my heart just went up and down before the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，今天啊，我们的侍奉不仅要隐藏自己。
Brothers, sisters, our service today not only we have to hide ourselves.
而我们在看见了宝座以后，我们的侍奉呢，是要让基督生命从我们的言语行为里面流露出来。
After we see the throne, we have to let the life of Christ to flow out through our words and deeds.
那么为什么这天使要喊三次呢？
So why?
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
So why do the seraphim have to cry 3 times, holy, holy, holy?
我想可能弟兄姊妹，你读圣经你也有这个问题。
I think probably you have the same question.
为什么不喊10次呢？
Why not cry 10 times? Why not just 2 times?
我们知道有一首诗歌叫做 Doxology。
We know that a hymn called Doxology.
中文叫做三一颂。
Doxology.
我昨天晚上我唱了一下给大家听的，圣哉圣哉圣哉。因为他说，因为一个圣洁是父神的，一个圣洁是子神的，一个圣洁是灵神的。
They say one holiness belongs to Father and the other one is Son and the other one is the Spirit.
这个很好，这个解释，你要对父子圣灵的圣洁，我们都要有经历。
This explanation is good. We have to have the experience of the holiness of the Father, Son, and Spirit.
我讲一点我自己的领会。
Let me share a little bit of my own
understanding. 用到我们自己的生活和侍奉里面。
Which can be used in our own life and service.
我们要在侍奉里面流露主他那独一圣洁的生命。
In our service, we have to outflow this the only holy life of the Lord.
我们必须灵魂身体都被全然成圣。
Our spirit, soul, and body should be entirely sanctified.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是在我们传福音的时候啊， 人一得救，我们就要讲的事情。
This is the thing we have to share about as soon as someone got saved.
啊，所以我们看见在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十三节那里。
So we see that in First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 23.
使徒保罗告诉刚刚蒙恩得救的帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹。
Apostle Paul tells those brothers and sisters just got saved in Thessalonians.
他说：“愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣。”
He said, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly."
又愿你们的灵与魂与身子得蒙保守。
And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless.
在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指摘。
Being blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们活在主的宝座，主做君王的管制底下。
Brothers and sisters, if we live before his throne, being totally under his government as a king.
弟兄姊妹，他在我们身上的工作，他给我们的恩典和救恩，就显明我们灵魂身体都被分别。
For his work on us, the salvation he gives us, that it would be manifest that our spirit, soul, and body be sanctified.
这就是天上侍奉的样式。
And that's the heavenly pattern of service.
这是我们今天侍奉该有的一个原则。
And that's the principle we should have in our service.
那么他底下再宣告，他说：“万军之耶和华，他的荣光充满全地。”
And later they proclaim the Lord of hosts, the whole earth is full of his glory.
啊，主的生命呢，借着他做君王的管制呢，就充满了全地。
Lord's life through his government of the king that fills the entire earth.
主的荣耀啊，有人讲这是很难描写的。
Some people say it's very hard to describe Lord's glory.
我年轻的时候听主的仆人们讲啊，什么时候主的心、神的心啊满足了，他的荣耀就会显出来。
When I was young, I heard the Lord's servant say that whenever God's heart is satisfied, then His glory should be manifested.
啊，这个啊，我常常想，在我们的身上，什么时候主能够满足我，能够看见他的荣耀呢？
So I often thought that when can the Lord be satisfied with us and we can see His glory?
但是最近几年呢，我听一位弟兄讲到以西结书的时候。
And in recent years, when I heard a brother share about Book of Ezekiel,
我们知道在以西结书里面呢，有一个词叫做耶和华的荣耀，啊，显出来。
We know that in the Book of Ezekiel, there's a verse say that the glory of Jehovah is manifested.
那个是显在那个基路伯四活物的形象上面。
That is manifested on the four living creatures and cherubim.
啊，他看见了基路伯，他说这就是耶和华的荣耀。
When they saw the cherubim, they say that's the glory of Jehovah.
所以那位弟兄他就讲到，他说神的生命借着他的爱子啊彰显出来，那就是他的荣耀。
So the brothers say that God's life is manifested through His beloved Son, and that is His glory.
弟兄姊妹，今天你我里面有没有主的生命呢？
Brothers and sisters, do we have Lord's life in us?
啊，有主的生命。
Yes, we have.
如果他充满你的话
，If He fills you,
那就是荣耀。
Then that is glory.
啊，弟兄姊妹，在这里啊，这个天上宣告说，不仅充满少数的人，而且要充满全地，那是他的国度。
It's not only filled a few people, but it fills the whole earth. That is His kingdom.
所以你读以赛亚书啊，读到第十一章。
So when you read until chapter 11 of Isaiah,
读到以赛亚书第六十五章
，and chapter 65.
对不起，是不是六十五章？对，六十五章。
And chapter 65.
那里讲到将来天的国度在地上实现的时候。
It talks about when the heavenly kingdom is fulfilled on earth.
他说到一些的光景。
It talks about certain conditions.
他说豺狼必与羊羔同食。
It says that the wolf and the lamb shall feed together.
狮子必吃草与牛一样。
And the lion shall eat straw like the bullock.
尘土必作蛇的食物。
And thus shall be the serpent's meat.
在我圣山的片处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。
They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain.
这是耶和华说的。
Said the Lord.
那时候不仅人中间没有战争，没有难处。
And at that time, not only that there is no warfare and difficulty between men.
我们也看见了，在动物之间呢，也没有难处。
And we also see there's no difficulty between animals.
怎么可能呢？
How could that be possible?
因为神儿子的生命要管制一切，并且充满这些生物。
Because the life of Son of God shall govern all things and fills all the earth.
那个叫做荣耀。
And that's glory.
今天在我们基督徒的生活和侍奉里面。
Today in Christians' life and service.
有时候我们会看见一些主的荣耀显在人的身上。
Sometimes we do see God's glory manifest on man.
我曾经听过一个姊妹做见证。
I have heard a sister testify.
她是一个脾气很急躁，而且思想很敏捷的一个人。
She has a very harsh temper, and also she thinks very quickly.
她的哥哥结婚以后啊，她跟她的嫂嫂住在很近。所以他们相处有难处。
After her brother got married, that she lived very closely with her sister-in-law, and they have some problem, they have some difficulties, issues.
她跟她嫂嫂到一个地步啊，几乎是水火不相容。
She and her sister-in-law really had a problem to the point that they could not get along with each other at all.
但是呢，她说有一。经过一段日子，有一段日子，忽然发现她的嫂嫂变了。
But after a certain time, that she realized her sister-in-law has changed.
她以往觉得她嫂嫂很喜欢欺负她，占她的便宜。
In the past, she felt her sister-in-law likes to take advantage of her.
她发现了，怎么搞的？这个嫂嫂啊，现在会为我着想。
Then she realized how come the sister-in-law started to think about me.
做什么事情呢？他再也不会占我的便宜，而且非常有分寸，甚至还帮助我。
And she no longer take my advantage and even helps me.
他觉得这个人变了。
She feel this person has changed.
弟兄姊妹们，那是因为呢，他的嫂嫂信了主。
That is because her sister-in-law has believed the Lord.
这个生命在他的里面呢，成为他的管制。
And this life in her become her governor.
做了他的君王。
Become her king.
所以呢，他。感觉他以前的行为是不对的。
So she realized what she had done in the past was wrong.
所以有一次，他就跟他嫂嫂好好谈一谈。
So once she talked with her sister-in-law.
他嫂嫂还跟他道歉，说以前呢，我有很多事情对你不起。
And her sister-in-law even apologized and said that she wronged her.
他问他嫂嫂，你为什么会这样做呢？
She asked her sister-in-law, why do you do this?
她说因为我信了主耶稣。
She said, because I believe unto Jesus.
这个姊妹啊，她说就因为那样，她就开始跟她嫂嫂去聚会。
And because of that, the sister started to go to gathering with her sister-in-law.
她就得救了。
And she got saved.
弟兄姊妹，那个是今天我们在时间中可以看见这个荣耀。
That is today in time we can see this glory.
你知道在人际关系上面
Among human relationships,
越亲密的关系啊，越容易出问题。
The more intimate the relationship is, the more problem there will be. 但是，
在这个关系里面，若是有基督的时候
，But in this relationship, there's Christ.
本来有问题的那个关系啊，它会显出神的荣耀出来。
The problematic relationship will manifest the glory of God.
在教会的生活里面也是一样。
And so it is in the church life.
我们在一起侍奉。
When we serve together.
我们的个性，我们的意念，我们的看法都不一样。
Our personality, our thoughts, or our opinions are all different.
当我们真的活在宝座底下的时候。
When we truly live under the throne.
他在我们里面圣别我们的时候。
And he sanctify us.
那么他的生命借着我们的侍奉流露出来的时候。
And when his life outflows through our service.
弟兄姊妹，他的荣耀就充满全地。
Brothers, sisters, then his glory will fill the earth.
好，我自己在侍奉中啊，也碰过一点这样事情，但是我不要讲自己好了。
And I also encounter certain things like this in my serving experience, but I wouldn't talk about myself.
我讲一位年长的弟兄，我跟他一起配搭侍奉相当长的年日。
I will share about an elderly brother whom I have co-worked together for a long time.
有一次我跟他讲啊，跟某某姊妹讲话很累。
Once I told him that it's very tiring to talk to a certain sister.
因为你一听他讲话就知道他话中有话。
Because
你不知道你要怎么回他。
Because you would know that she actually means something else when she talk, and I don't know how to answer her.
所以碰到这种情形呢，我就很小心。
So when I face this, I become very careful.
他就跟我讲他自己一个经验。他说你认识是他，我认识是他妈妈，更厉害哦。
And he told me about his own experience that you know about this sister, but I know her mom, who's even worse.
他说有一次啊，我讲完道，那个老姊妹打电话给他。
He said that once after I share a message, the elderly sister called him.
他说呢，他在电话中第一句话说：“某某弟兄，你今天交通的很不错。”
The first thing she said on the phone was, "Brother, your sharing was very good today."
这是第一句话，接下去两个钟头就修理他。
But after that first sentence, she chastised him for 2 hours.
他说哈，我刚开始听的时候，整个人血气就翻腾起来了。
He said that when I first heard this, my whole flesh stirred up.
这个时候啊，他说我拼命祷告。
Then I keep praying.
那么主在他里面呢，赐给他平安。
Then the Lord gave him peace.
这主的生命在他的里面。
And Lord's life is in him.
他就靠在这个生命上。
He depend on this life.
所以他说我两个钟头，我就不住的跟他说是的，是的，是的，对的。
For 2 hours, I keep telling her, yes, yes, that's right.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人间啊，人不会这样做。
Brothers, sisters, on earth, men would never do this.
于是他还没讲完呢，我就插进去了，讲我的理由，解释给他听。
Even before her just finish, that I would just tell her my reasons.
弟兄姊妹，我们就显不出，我们也不可能看见主的荣耀。
Then we would never manifest, nor we can see Lord's glory.
若是我们在侍奉中啊，在生活里面越多，活在宝座的底下。
The more we live under the throne in our service and in our life,
那么以赛亚看见的那件事情就会成为我们的经历。
Then the thing Isaiah saw will become our experience.
以赛亚那一天他看见了，我相信他当天看见灵里面呢，可能非常亮，悟性还不明白这是什么意思。
It might be that when Isaiah saw this, although that in his spirit it was very enlightening, but he still not understand.
但是经过了他后面的侍奉啊，主在他的身上把这个成就在他的身上。
But throughout his ministry later on, that Lord has fulfilled this reality on him.
我们昨天讲到啊，他在第六章的经历以后，等到亚哈斯起来做王。
We talked about yesterday that after his experience in chapter 6, when King Ahaz became king.
我们知道亚哈斯做王做了16年。
We know that Ahaz was king for 16 years.
以赛亚照着年龄来讲啊，是他的这个 grand uncle.
In terms of age, Isaiah was actually Ahaz's
辈分啊
grand uncle.
而且他那样认识神，他把主的话去教导并且引导亚哈斯啊怎样治国，亚哈斯一句都不听。
And Isaiah knows God so well, and he helps and leads Ahaz to govern the country, but Ahaz did not even listen at all.
但是以赛亚一点都没有灰心。
But Isaiah did not get discouraged.
也没有说厉害的话。
And he did not say severe words.
他就忠心地传讲神要怎样带领他的百姓。
He just focused to preach how God would lead his people.
我们看见从以赛亚的身上呢，神的荣光显在那里。
We see through Isaiah that God's glory is manifested.
我盼望这些话呢，能够帮助弟兄姊妹，我们知道怎样过自己家庭的生活。
I hope those words can help brothers and sisters to live a family life.
你能够知道怎样过你社会的生活。
And also live a social life.
你怎样过教会弟兄姊妹彼此相爱的生活。
And to live our church life that brothers and sisters to love one another.
怎样在侍奉中和弟兄姊妹配搭？
And how to co-work with brothers and sisters in service.
在这些侍奉里面，神要用他儿子的生命来充满我们。
Through all those services, God will use the life of His Son to fill us.
好叫我们的行事为人显出来，是基督的行事为人。
So when our deeds is manifested, that is the deeds and life of Jesus.
这个时候，耶和华的荣光就充满。
And at that moment, then the glory of Lord is filled.
你知道，他先充满他的儿女。等到主耶稣回来建立国度的时候，那荣耀就充满全地。
He first fills his children, and when our Lord Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom, then that glory fills the whole earth.
当全地都被充满的时候，我们看见狮子、豺狼啊，这些都不伤人、不害物了。
When the whole earth is full of his glory, then we see the lion and wolf do not hurt and harm people anymore.
连他们的本性都改变了。
Their own nature,
本来是肉食动物的，现在吃草了。
They eat meat, but now they even eat straw.
弟兄姊妹们，可能到将来这个天国，当然我们不会在地上做人了，我们应该进入荣耀里。
When we enter into heaven, then of course we should enter into the glory. We no longer be man on earth.
那时候人的胃口可能都改变了。
Maybe our appetite also changes.
弟兄姊妹，那是因为他的生命充满了全地。
That is because his life fills the whole earth.
那么接下来，以赛亚看见。
And later than Isaiah saw.
他说：“因着呼喊者的声音，门槛的根基震动，殿里就充满了冤狱。”
And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
旧约时代呢，神的家就是圣殿。
In the Old Testament time, the house of God is the was the temple.
那殿中的门槛，它的根基都震动。
The posts of the door even moved.
到了新约时代，我们知道这个神的家就是教会。
In the New Testament time, the house of God is church.
保罗看见这件事，他说：“这家就是永生神的教会。”
When Paul say that this house is the church of the eternal God.
我们知道。教会呢是应该是有门的，要有坎的。
We know that church should have posts and door.
当然，这不是指着我们今天物质的这个房屋说的。
It's not talking about the materialistic building
today. 但是呢，他却用这个来说明一件事情。
But it uses this to explain something.
门是分别境界的。
The door can separate.
在这个里面是属于神的。
Within this, it belongs to God.
在这个之外呢，那是在神的之外的。
Without it, it's that is apart from God.
那么这个坎门有坎的。
And this door has posts.
今天在美国的房屋啊，都不太有门槛。
The doors in U.S. today do not have
my post. 那门槛也不高，很薄的一层，对不对
？And it's only a very thin layer of post.
我到中国大陆去啊，到那些古建筑物，每一个房子的门槛都很高，大概有这么高，有一英尺这么高。
When I visit the older buildings in China, their posts have as high as this 1 feet.
为什么要有坎呢
？Why is that there have must have the post?
免得外面的灰尘就进来了，脏东西进来。
To avoid the dust or corrupt things to go in.
这是一个界限，这是一个分别。
That's a boundary. That's a separation.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也讲哈，今天在人间呢，有些学校的门槛比较高一点。
Also, we say today that we say some schools are harder to get the post of their door is harder to get in.
这不是 post， 这是 threshold。
啊 ，threshold。
threshold。就是说，这个学校入学标准比较高一点。
Because their threshold of getting in is higher.
住在 New Jersey 的年轻人很多都想爸爸妈妈鼓励他去 Princeton。但是这个学校门槛太高了。
We know that many young people live in New Jersey that their parents would encourage them to go to Princeton, but the threshold is high.
我最近看到一个消息说，这些学校它录取率大概只有5%而已。
I see that their acceptance rate is only 5%.
每100个人申请，大概只有5个人能够进去。
Only out of 5 people out of 100 who apply They might only be 5 people got in.
当天使在那里呼喊，显出天上侍奉的时候，地上的殿的门槛的根基啊，都动起来了。
So when the seraphims cried and the threshold of the door even moved.
这什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
这告诉我们说啊，今天我们在地上看守神的家，持守主的见证，我们要有分别。
This is to tell us that we need to be separated as we keep his testimony and watch his house today.
那个分别是什么呢？就是宝座上那一位主他的生命。
What is the separation? That is the life of the Lord on the throne.
所以天使们一宣告把这个生命显出来的时候，门槛就共鸣，就震动了。
So as soon as the angels proclaimed, then the threshold of the door moved.
如果我们看见这个异象，在教会里面呢，就不是争谁对谁错。
If we see this vision, then we will not argue who's right or wrong in church.
谁的方法有效，谁的方法应该实行。
Whose ways are better or shall be executed?
而是生命。
But it's life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以以往有神的仆人讲，测量一个人的这个生命。
So in the past, some of the servant of God say that when we measure the one's life,
是用人的生命来测量，是神的生命来测量。
The services of church is being measured by the life of God.
弟兄姊妹们，若是在教会里面有更多神的儿女们活在宝座底下。
So if in church there are more children of God live under His throne,
我们认识这件事情，并且活在他的实际里。
We understand this and we live in His reality.
弟兄姊妹，神的家里面就要充满了烟云。
Then in His house, then it will be filled with smoke.
我们知道这个烟云就是神的荣耀。
We know that the smoke is the glory of God.
就显出神的喜悦和满足。
To express his joy and satisfaction.
以赛亚那一天，他第一个看见了君王和他的宝座。
That day, Isaiah saw the king and his throne.
巴不得这也成为我们的看见。
Also hope that this become our seeing.
弟兄姊妹，若是你我看见。
Brother, sister, if we have seen this.
我们在地上就成为一个有目标的人。
Then we on earth become the people who have purpose.
不仅有目标
not only have goals,
而且我们有道路
but we have way.
我们没有一个环境会令一个有目标有道路的人走投无路的
There's not a circumstances would lead someone who have goals or way to have no way out.
Come to a dead end. 弟兄姊妹们我们能够在主的面前活在他的宝座前 我们来侍奉他。
Then we're able to live before His throne to serve Him.
我想我就交通这么多，我们有一点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
主，愿你把赐给以赛亚的异象也赐给我们。
Lord, pray that you give the vision you gave to Isaiah also to us.
我们感谢你，我们已经蒙恩得救了。
We thank you that we have been saved by grace.
你实在是我们的主，是我们的救主。
Truly, you are our Lord and Redeemer and Savior.
主啊，但愿我们更多认识你是我们的君王。
Pray that we further know that you are our King.
并且更多在我们个人的生命经历里，我们知道主啊，你在掌权。
And even further in our life experience, we know that you are in reign.
你借着你的生命。在我们里面掌权。
Through your life, you are in reign in us.
让我们在你的生命中，我们俯伏下来。
So we can prostrate before your life.
我们顺服他。
And we obey it.
我们听从他。
We listen to it.
我们也跟随他。
And we also follow it.
亲爱的主，好叫你的荣光能够充满全地。
Dear Lord, so your glory can fill the whole earth.
愿你祝福你的话语。
Pray that you bless your words.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.